Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today we just learned the launch date for Pokemon Legends ZA, and we feel like the Switch 2 launch lineup this year is finally falling into place. Wow!
It is, and anything can happen these days. You can just wake up, and the release date for a big new game can just be waiting for you. Oh my gosh, that's what happened to us.
Exciting.
Log on as one does in the morning, and oh, here we go. Pokemon Legends ZA, but yes, this question of, we know kind of what's coming in this first wave of games for the Switch 2, but there's a lot of questions about the rest of the year and how that's all going to fall out. And this is one more little brick in that big puzzle for us.
Yeah. So I think today we wanted to talk a little bit about this news and what was announced, and then also go through once more Nintendo's launch calendar for Switch 2, because we got to fill in some dates. We got to make some predictions about some things. And there's still a couple of games that we don't have dates for that we think we can slot into where they should go. But overall, I think this is shaping up to be a pretty strong launch year for Switch 2, but let's go into the Pokemon Legends ZA news first. So it is launching on October 16th, which is a date that we predicted, like a fall time frame that we predicted a few months ago, I think. So go us.
Yeah, often these Pokemon games had been coming out in November, so this is still relatively close, October 16th. At Nintendo, we were often told about the importance of the October game in your lineup. Obviously, the November game is very important because that's what leads into Black Friday and more directly into the holiday buying period. But we were often told about, well, the October game is often at least as important, and that's really what's building the momentum. You have to have this strong punch September, October, November, and your games kind of become a bit more mainstream, ideally, as those months go on, and that seems to be that kind of cadence that Nintendo is building here with what they might be able to line up September, October, November.
OND.
OND, as they call it.
Very important.
S-O-N-D in this case.
S-O-N-D. Sond. But yes, you're totally right. You need like big, very popular franchises like Pokemon, like Mario, like Zelda in these months, because you think that, you know, if you want to make Switch 2 the holiday gift or the big thing you get this year for the holidays, you need these kinds of games that have very, very broad appeal to be launching around that same timing. So yes, the October date totally makes sense to us. Pokemon games typically are held for like the October timeframe or even that early November timeframe. That's very important. A lot of mainline Pokemon games launch then. So yeah, this date totally made sense to us, but exciting that it is coming in early October, which is great.
So they also talked quite a bit about what you can get on the Switch 2 version. So they lined out. They're still going to have a Switch and a Switch 2 version available. The Switch version is going to be $59.99. The Switch 2 version is going to be $69.99. So not $80. Important to note. So that Switch 1 upgrade is going to be $10. So you can either buy a box with the Switch 2 version ready to go, or if you want to go the old school route and get Switch 1, you can just pay that $10 to do that upgrade. And right in the tweet from Pokemon, they call out, a Switch 2 edition for Pokemon Legends ZA will offer improved graphics and frame rates. I'm glad to hear that. We kind of knew that that was going to be the case, but I do have to ask a question, which is, are we paying $10 for the same thing that we're getting for free with Pokemon Scarlet and Violet on June 5th? They've already gone out and said that's getting a free upgrade. And we've seen the resolution is better. It sounds like the frame rate's going to be better. I do have a question of how is this different?
That's true. Well, I think how it's different is that this is new. And that isn't. And they know they can get away with charging you $10 for something that's new. And of course, this is going to be almost like a, it feels like this kind of Switch 1 and then an option to do a Switch 2 upgrade for around that $10 mark seems to be becoming the norm for a lot of these games. So I think we can expect to see this a lot for new, you know, upcoming games. It is kind of nice. I will give it to them that, you know, we had so much controversy around the performance of Scarlet and Violet. There were so many complaints about that game. They really hadn't done much to address any of that. Maybe this is their opportunity to do that and to do that for free. I think is a nice little bit of like, we heard you, we're going to improve this. It is a free upgrade on Switch 2. But that doesn't mean that, you know, upcoming games are going to be free. We're going to charge you where we think you would pay for it.
Yeah, I think the concerns that we had heard voiced about the visuals for this game were kind of multi-layered. Like on one hand, there was the issue of it doesn't run well, it looks blurry. I think that's where we're going to see the improvement here. I think there is also that other layer of a complaint that we see that it just looks a little bit plain. Like you're not seeing as many effects, as many bells and whistles as you might expect or see in other modern games. I don't think we're going to see much of a change there, but yes, that is nice to know that at least on some level, we are getting some sort of improvement.
True. Yes, there was some complaints about the blandness of the world of Pokemon Legends ZA. I hope that was just like a little bit of what we saw, and hopefully the rest of the world that we'll be able to, you know, enjoy when the game is out will be much more lively and have much more personality. But I'm just really, honestly, my bar is so low when it comes to these Pokemon games at this point. I'm like, just make sure that it runs well. Like, let's not have like the performance issues that we had in Scarlet and Violet. As long as we don't have that, I'm sure it's going to be fine. I'm sure the game is going to be very fun. So I'm personally very happy to hear all of that. And yes, glad the game's not $80. All of this feels good to me. So yes, I am excited about what they've come out and confirmed about Legends ZA. This game is going to be getting a physical version, as you said, both on Switch 2 and on Switch 1. And it's not a game key card. Rejoice.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
It is a little ugly, though. I will say the box art for this, and a lot of people have pointed this out, the Switch version is a lot cleaner.
You don't have
all these. Move these disclaimers to the back. Get this QR code out of my face immediately. They got to move all of this to the back. I need to speak to the lawyers. We can't do this. We can't be cluttering up our beautiful box arts. And again, you're losing a bunch of real estate on the top to that red swipe with the Switch 2. And yeah, that is kind of an unfortunate comparison that the Switch version does just look a lot better. Look at poor Tepig all covered up at the bottom.
I don't like
that. Not my boy Tepig.
My son, you've covered him up with a legal line? How dare you?
I don't like that.
That is unacceptable.
It is interesting to see the different range of executions of these Switch 2 editions. So, you know, right away we're going to see the Zelda versions where you're getting the visual boost. And they've also thrown in some other little odds and ends. It sometimes gets a little hodgepodgey as far as the features. That's one execution we've seen. We've seen with Mario Party and Kirby that's kind of more of an expansion in terms of content.
There's new
of
content. What you're getting. Yes.
So that's another execution. And then this looks to be just like a straight performance boost, which again, we've seen a range of prices for these as well. So I think going on the lower end with $10, that's great. We did just see, you know, yesterday the Fantasy Life announced that they're basically doing the same thing
for
$2.59.
I'm sorry, let's round up $3.
No, that 59 cents is so important.
Yeah,
so 59 cents. Yeah, I think it's fine. I will gladly pay the $10 to get the better performance. But I do wonder, is there going to be something kind of worked out in the wash of like, let's try and standardize how we are doing these in the first couple months as we figure out what we're doing on a Switch 2.
I do feel like people are kind of feeling it out. Totally. You know, right now they're like, how much can we like get people
what
to
is the
pay?
Right price? Yeah.
What is the what it feels the best? Like, obviously these people are gonna pay. What did they consider, you know, too much, too little? So there is this, we totally are in this environment of people are kind of like tiptoeing around it a little bit. And you're right. It is, a bit of sort of range of content that you're getting versus, you know, the very straightforward performance and visual boost to almost like DLC plus performance visual boost. So I think there just needs to be some like feeling out of how everyone's feel, you know, how everyone is reacting to this. And I do think that they can see that people are price sensitive, especially when it comes to, you know, Mario Kart World being $80. So that's good. I have to commend them that they have, you know, kept the price of this generally, it's still expensive, but generally reasonable. And they didn't break like some crazy seal that's like, this base game is $80 and you have to pay $10
next mainline games though. That seems ripe for an $80 price tag, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. So, yes. As if that wasn't enough news from Pokemon this morning, they also just went and told us, oh, we're doing our next Pokemon Presents on July 22nd.
Woohoo!
And that made me look at the calendar, which reinforced that we are still in May. It is still May. And that's a good month and a half plus away from now. Why do you think they announced this so early?
Yeah, they definitely didn't need to, but and it's not like tied to some Pokemon Day, some holiday, whatever. But I do think, you know, the they are a bit more like they're a bit more open with the information of the Pokemon Presents, and we had thought that there may be one in the summer. Like, we had predicted that in the during the last Pokemon Presents. We're like, they're probably going to have one in the summertime.
Yeah, they've sometime done a second one, usually around August. So this is generally in that time frame. But
generally in that summer time frame. It's a bit early to announce it from my perspective, but you may as well. People are probably going to be paying attention to you because you just announced the launch date for ZA, and people are thinking about Pokemon. So you may as well just get this on their radar. I mean, it doesn't really hurt, honestly, to announce it early if you're like totally 100% sure you can stick to the date, which they seem like they are. Sometimes Nintendo Directs don't get announced early like this because they can't stick to the date. They cannot like promise you that production is going to be smooth enough for them to stick to a date. So seems like they're very confident that this is happening on this date at this time, and they got the news all lined up for whatever is going to be in this thing, which we'll talk about in a sec. And it is the week of Comic-Con, by the way. So I think this is the Tuesday before Comic-Con weekend. Maybe there's something happening at Comic-Con with Pokemon. Who knows?
It's also a week after Donkey Kong Bonanza comes out. Yeah, it's kind of a head scratcher why they needed to do this. Like, on one hand, it's like, whatever, it's fine. Now we know.
Yeah.
June is always a busy month for news. You got Summer Game Fest, all these showcases that were the remnants of E3. Those are still happening. But that typically slows down once you get into July. The only thing that I could think of was like, we're staking our claim on this date. Everybody stay away. We got this.
It's like
this is ours.
It's like Expedition 33, like planting their flag.
yeah. But I think it's best not to overthink it. Like, we've seen so many times, like, people talk themselves into these alternative plans that, like, on the surface may not make a lot of sense. But then, you know, if the right person comes up with the idea and feels strongly about it, everybody can be like, oh, yeah, that's genius.
That's definitely
we're definitely doing this. Oh, my gosh, how could we not have thought of this before?
Yeah.
So totally. I would suggest that we not overthink it and try and extrapolate, like, oh, well, clearly this means it's going to be this or that. It's like, I think there's maybe a bit more of a straightforward reason, but we shall see.
Exactly. I'm glad because then we can plan for it and it'll be nice.
Yes, we know it's coming.
Put it on our calendar so we can do our reaction videos and all that stuff.
So one would think that this would be essentially like a title direct for Pokemon
ZA.
Legends ZA, where we still need to know a lot about what this game is. Anything else that you might think to be part of this at this point?
Well, they always include like all of the updates for all their other stuff, you know, like the mobile stuff, the Netflix, if they have an update on their entertainment side. I can see them including those things in there as well. I also wondered about Pokemon Unite and Switch 2.
Oh, yeah.
Whether or not they would announce.
That.
I mean, yes. I'm hopeful. I want this. So I'm like, will they announce some kind of Switch 2 version of that? Because that would be awesome. Maybe it's just like a very straightforward like port to Switch 2. I'd be fine with that. Start to transition the people that were playing Pokemon Unite on Switch 1 and bring them over, start bringing them over to Switch 2. Other than that, I think it's going to be a pretty straightforward Pokemon Presents. I'm not thinking they're like, we got to announce next gen, you know, gen 10, like all that. I don't think they're going to do any of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not at a point where I'm ready to suggest that there's anything like huge in this,
but totally.
I do like your idea of for other Switch games that might get a minor update to run better on the Switch 2 that people are still playing. I like that idea. I think that
yeah,
be realistic.
And that would be like a month and some change after Switch 2 comes out. So people are like fully playing the system at that point.
The launch is mostly wrapped up at that
point.
And we're moving on to a new phase. Okay, so let's take a look at the 2025 Switch 2 release schedule, which we knew kind of the front end of it and had some questions about the back end. And now I think we can maybe start to think more overall about what the rest of the year is going to look like. So let's go through what we know now. June, we know it's next week. Mario Kart World Welcome Tour and the Zelda Switch 2 editions. Okay. And we're only covering first party stuff here. Obviously, there's third party stuff happening all the time. In July, Donkey Kong Bonanza, that's July 17th. And then the following week, Mario Party Jamboree, the Switch 2 edition for that is July 24th. August, we have the Kirby and the Forgotten Land Switch 2 edition. That's August 28th. So nothing until the very end of that month. September is currently open. October, now we have Pokemon Legends ZA on October 16th. And then November and December, we have nothing. So big question marks around September, November, and December. So the games that we have to work with if we're trying to think about where things are going to go. Metroid Prime 4, okay. Dragon Drive, Kirby Air Riders, and then Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment, which is still in that kind of weird
winter
classification.
So it could slip to 2026.
Yes, we would always use winter as kind of an escape raft of, well, winter goes into the next year too, so it's not a delay, but it's you kind of give yourself an opening to move one way or
another. The reason why they haven't announced the launch date for that is because they need that flexibility. That's
right.
Why. So.
So if you had to guess, if you had to place these four games.
Yeah, let's play some games.
How would you do that?
I feel like Metroid Prime 4 is now September.
I agree with that. I think that's a great September game.
Yes.
Talking about, again, you know, building momentum into the holidays, starting with something that's more core gamer oriented and getting a bit more casual from there. That would work well if you're doing that.
Dragon Drive, I actually think, is going to be in August. I think it's going to share that month with Kirby, maybe earlier in August. And this might be a date they announce in whatever June thing they're doing, which is probably going to happen. You know, any day now, they'll probably announce that. Kirby Air Riders, I think, is now November.
That's the one that I struggle with Kirby Air Riders.
Yes, I know.
Me too. You have another Kirby game in August. You don't want to go just like back to back, like overload on Kirby. You do want to give it a little bit of space.
But you kind of are. You give it almost three months of space if you have it come out in November. But my big question about Kirby is not that it's close to Kirby and the Forgotten Land. And that's a DLC, so it's not a full-fledged game. So you're not really, really competing, you know, like head-to-head with it. My question is can Kirby Air Riders actually do what a game needs to do in November?
I don't think it can.
Okay, then there you go. I don't think it can either. So that's what's giving me a bit of pause, because then I continue to ask myself the question, now that we know that Pokemon Legends ZA is October and not November, November is so important to Nintendo. Is there an unannounced November game? Is there one? Is there Mario?
I don't think it's going to be Mario, but there could be something else.
Is there something else? Like, we can't rule that out.
So if Kirby Air Riders could not carry November, can Hyrule Warriors carry November?
No. No, it cannot.
It did it in 2020, but 2020 was a bizarre year.
That's not the launch year for a new hardware.
I don't know. I feel a little bit differently. I think it probably could. It's not ideal. It's not the strongest thing that you could have. But I think if you needed it to, I think you could do that. It's a Zelda game. It looks great. People know it. People like it. It's building on big Zelda games that you had before. I think in a pinch, you could get away with that. But again, I really struggle with Kirby Air Riders. It's kind of become the afterthought game. So it's like, maybe that moves into early 2026. Who knows?
Or maybe that becomes the December game. Sephiroth likes that December game.
I mean, ideally, you actually don't have a December game.
You ideally don't, but he likes December games.
Well, he worked himself to the bone to get Smash Brothers out in that year. So,
and Kid Icarus was a December game, wasn't it?
Well, he just can't stop fiddling with these games. I think ideally he would get it done to come out before December happens.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. Those two games, Hyrule Warriors and Kirby Air Riders, great games. Games that I'm personally excited about. But putting myself in the shoes of Nintendo's like roadmap planning, it's like you have to ask yourself the question. November is probably the most important month in the holiday window. And that's like your big, like marquee title is like either the end of November, or, I'm sorry, the end of October or early November. And you have to have a game that can carry. So what is that going to be for Nintendo? Are they going to work with what they got now, or do they have something else? You've been saying a lot about how this is like the just enough generation.
Yes.
So you probably are thinking that there is not another thing.
If it's just enough, the Hyrule Warriors is just enough to get you through the year. If you say, hey, we've got a great lineup, people are going to be shopping that. People need to catch up on all these games because we have had games every month. And then we start looking ahead at 2026. But yes, so the rumors have already started. So about a July Nintendo Direct.
No, June Nintendo Direct.
Excuse me, July.
No, June.
Why do I keep saying July?
Stop saying July. What is wrong with you?
Why do I keep saying July? I'm fixated on
June.
June. And we both think that that makes sense because they do have these games that they need to put dates on sooner than later. And June's a great time to do that. And then we'll learn, you know, what is the fate of Hyrule Warriors? What is the fate of Kirby Air Riders? And is there anything else? So I don't think we'll have to wait long.
Yes, yes. But the launch calendar, as we said, is falling into place. We pretty much know almost everything at this point. We are missing a couple launch dates. We're missing a couple games in the back half of the year. We'll see. I think once Nintendo does their June thing, we'll pretty much know everything, maybe even through the early part of 2026. So we'll be very like well-informed, and we can plan which games we're getting, what we're playing, all that stuff. But yeah, it's very exciting that we have a date finally for Pokemon Legends Sea. This is a game you and I are both really excited about. I'm so glad to hear there's going to be some, you know, upgrades to the performance and the graphics of the game. That just makes me so happy. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm excited about this. So yeah,
it's going to be a lot of games to play coming up. That's
thank goodness. Oh, we are so bored. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad. Anyhow, we are marching steadily towards the launch of Nintendo Switch 2. So we'll have tons of videos here. So you know, instead of keeping it locked to Nintendo.com, because there's nothing there, keep it locked to this channel. There's stuff here. Yes? Yes. Okay. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.